Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Dalet. We continue things that animals are not allowed to wear or have on them because it's considered like carrying a load. Ein chamo yoytzis b'medas dan she'en ekshulo. You know, we mentioned before that a donkey is allowed to go out with its saddle. It's only when it's tied on. When it's not tied on, even though it's not a load because it's serving a purpose, but we're concerned that it will fall off and it will, the owner will make care and there's just a lot, and therefore it's also to go out with it. The loy bezug, you should not go out with a bell, which is considered just carrying a load. Apple pishu pokok, even though that is stuffed in the middle and it won't be making no noise, so there's no iser mitzad hashmar ko, making noise, but still it looks like you are carrying it, you're taking it out to sell in the shuk, which is ma'atayin. So it's a little mashma over here that because the etzim thing is not considered a load, it's maybe some type of tafshit, some decoration, but that's mitzad the ikar iser of malacha. Of having animals who are malacha carrying, it's not considered he's carrying it. But there's another issue of marasayim that it looks like you want to sell him on Shabbos, which is also. But loy betulim etzavorot, they should not put this tulim etzavorot with like a contraption out of wood that was put on the neck. That when he had a wound on his shoulder, they were concerned the animal would try to lick the wound and damage himself. So they put something to hold his neck in place. That was not considered also. Something that was so necessary for the benefit of the animal, and was considered like a load. Load of tush of the raglos, this is also a rope that was made in a case where an animal had some type of wood on his legs, and it was concerned that their legs would rub against one another, that they would make out of rope, a thick rope. They would tie like a ring around his leg, a little bit above the wound, so that way the legs won't bump into the area of the wound. Once again, there was room for discussion. Maybe this is also considered the benefit of the animal. Chazal here said this is not so necessary, it's considered carrying. Chickens are not allowed to go with different ropes that they used to put on the feet to prevent them from jumping around too much, because that was more made for prevent them from damaging other things, and it was not for the toilets of the bird itself, of the chicken itself, and therefore something was not for the benefit of the animal itself, the bird itself, is considered that the animal is carrying it. Ein zecharim yoytzim ba'agol shetachas ha'aliyos shelev. Zecharim, the young goats, would not go out with this little wagon that was put underneath the tail. They used to do this because when they were very small, the tail was quite large in relation to the body, and they didn't want the tail to drag on the floor. This need was once again not such an important need, and therefore it's considered that they were carrying something. And sheep should not go out. Chanunos, it's some type of a little piece of wood which they would put in his nose, and it had some odor to it that would cause the animal to sneeze, and the worms in his nose would come out when he sneezed. Al kolponim, this was also not considered something which was a beged, and therefore it is considered a type of carrying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, some say that maybe that over here the reason is because the chashash will fall out and you will carry it. And there's room for discussion if this, since it is serving the purpose of getting the worms out, is that considered nikir then as a tachshit, just as concern that it will fall out, or is it not considered something so necessary and therefore it's considered he's carrying something? Eina egel yeses begimon, a young cow should not go out with his gimon, it's some type of little yoke that they put over his neck to get used to having his neck pushed down and drag the yokes. So that was once again not for the benefit of the behemoth. It was considered carrying something. Lo parah va'ar hakupa. The parah cannot go out with porcupine skin on its udders. And this was done to prevent insects from coming to the area of the udders. It also is not considered something necessary for the well-being of the animal. Lo b'tzua sheben kaneh, it also should not have a piece of cloth tied between its horns, even if it was for some sign to recognize it. There's something that wasn't so necessary, and like we learned before, only the minimum things that were necessary for the shmira, protecting the animal, were permitted. Over here, that it wasn't so necessary, it's prohibited. Rosh Hashanah ben Azariah, the Yeshiva Susha ben Kaneh, Shalom b'son chatomim. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will go out with his ritzua between his horns, and the chachamim were not happy about this. Now, obviously, that cannot be the case. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would not do such a thing. The Gemara says that he had a neighbor that did it, and he did not make a protest against the neighbor. Here we have the rule that if a person could be moicha against something, and his words may be listened to, he's required to do so, and if he doesn't do so, he's considered partially responsible for the behavior of the other party.